Hype of an alien invasion going on everywhere. They hype it everywhere they can. Scientists give chilling update on the mysterious interstellar object racing through our solar system as they warn it's even bigger than we thought. And then they have the military whistleblowers a year ago, oh, big objects are coming and they're not really aliens, because they know that's already discredited to say it's aliens. So they go, oh, it's not aliens, to start the debate. They've got all these whistleblowers all over the place with these, oh, I was in the base with the reptiles, and you know, so there's a major, for decades, 50 years, 60 years, hyping the aliens are coming. It's even been declassified that they might do a fake alien invasion. And so I wanted to talk to Daniel List, the dark journalist, about this and what's going on with the UAPs. More on Trump saying we've taken control of time and space, and his top science advisor saying this. These are big deals. And all the bizarre increased doomsday planes, COGs going on, continuity of government. A lot of really critical information coming up today with Daniel List. So please be sure and stay with us for this. And then after he leaves us, I mean, it's hard to not get into all this now. But this is important, this subject, because we can't just focus on Israel all day and Ukraine all day and everything else. But all hell's breaking loose, and I predicted this, that when they tried to tie Trump to Epstein, instead of him working with the deep state to cover it up, because they asked him to, because they tied to Mossad and CIA and FBI, that he'd go ahead and say, okay, hit him. Well, now they're hitting him, and they are hitting him all over the place, Republicans subpoenaing all the big Democrat kingpins, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Bill Barr, all of them, and now they've released that Epstein was working for Comey and the FBI, and even before that, Robert Mueller, and you know, you got this former high-level Mossad coming out saying, no, he worked for us, which you already know, but the point is, this is all coming to a head big time, and this information, just in, Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell opposes the release of grand jury testimony in her trial pre-court filing. Bondi filed to unseal. See, the Democrat judge in Florida trying to block it. Now in New York, Ghislaine doesn't want it released. You see what's going on? Because it's tied to them. So we'll be getting to all of that coming up. Also, Bill and Hillary Clinton, former AG and FBI director, subpoenaed. There's just so much more that is coming up today. We just have massive amounts of beyond critical intel and information coming up. It's just dizzying, the amount of stuff we've got to cover here today. And I also, later in the hour, want to just show a few examples of these military contractors and, you know, all the stuff they're putting out. And you can pick it up. You can see it. I love Joe Rogan, a friend of mine. He picks up on and talks about behind the scenes. They come in there with these ridiculous stories. And again, you've got to study this nonstop to be able to really understand it. But we've been able to. And if you think COVID was a big power grab, which I predicted because it was in their own documents, using a virus for control, it is going to be the aliens that is going to be the big one. And that's going to be used, a fake alien invasion in my view, for the rollout of a lot of these suppressed advanced technologies that Trump is now admitting we have, and the theoretics show we do. I mean, we got so much to cover today. Share the live feed from Real Alex Jones right now and InfoWars.com/show. Stay with us. Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support and thanks for being part of history.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sila timus ocelis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dark journalist, written for the Wall Street Journal, you name it, major filmmaker, really smart individual, darkjournalist.com, YouTube Dark Journalist, also on X, has produced hundreds and hundreds of major episodes investigating all this major films, you name it, and we are honored to have him with us this hour today, shifting gears out of the other huge topics we were covering, with the constant hype every year of objects that aren't part of the regular orbit of the sun. From the sun, Mercury, out to the gas giants, out past Pluto into the Kuiper Belt, and of course the asteroid belt in between Mars and the gas giants, these objects are coming through, and they do the radio telescope scans of them, and some of them have unusual shapes. Some are shaped like cigars. Some are shaped other things that don't look natural, and then we're told it's an alien. You know, we were told this, an alien craft, we were told this back with Hale Bopp, that when that comet came through, that there was really something behind the head of the comet. And, you know, then the Heaven's Gate cult, a transgender cult, cut their testicles off and then put on their Nike tennis shoes and black outfits and drank vodka and barbiturates and committed suicide to beam themselves up to the comet. So a lot of craziness is associated with this, and there's been a bunch of these objects, but now there's 3-Eye Atlas, and that is going to come speeding through, and we've had all these whistleblowers who came out saying, I'm telling you, last year, there's going to be this object coming in a few years, and they're going to tell you it's an alien, but it's not. Well, they know that we don't believe these are aliens when this is said. So how do you make it sound credible? They come out and say, oh, the government's planning to tell you it's aliens, but it's not. That is my opinion of what's being put out. And the way these things are produced and the way they talk and the way this all flooded the zone the last 5-6 years, congressional testimony, people on Joe Rogan's show, I can tell you, I've talked to Joe behind the scenes and others, and they're like, yeah, we know that's, we were just having them on, and some are credible, some aren't. But it's like, I was on the phone with high-tech level, super secure, ultra, and they said they work with the reptoids and the bases. And again, I'm not saying that some of these Epstein victims didn't see him turn into a reptile. I'm not even saying something like that may not exist. I'm saying the way this is being rolled out, to me, looks like the larger Blue Beam type. And Blue Beam's not an official program, but it's the colloquial, like chemtrails is not the name of geoengineering and high altitude aerosol spraying and weather control, but we call it chemtrails. Well, people call it Blue Beam, but definitely in the culture and the system, and there's documents, they have planned this and have talked about unifying us with it. And you saw how they used all the UAP stuff to distract when Biden was in so much trouble, and that's come out now. So Daniel List has a great history of being super accurate. He sent me a whole bunch of exhibits. So you can just call for the ones you want. Crew's doing a great job. We're flying by the seat of our pants here. I should have done more preparation for this. I've done a lot of preparation, but then once I get here, it's like, oh my God, I've got 15 videos and 100 documents. And there's so much to get to, but we've set the table here. I've kind of given a gestalt of it. Those are my views. I know Daniel's are similar because I listen to him. That's where I get a lot of my views. But just give us your overall, you know, 100-mile up view, then zoom into 35,000 and then into point-blank range about generally all this movement we're seeing on so many fronts with this in the PSYOP areas. Daniel, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be back with you. And I have to say you're spot on with this because a lot of it is deep state brinkmanship. That's where they're going with it. So now the whole thing has been raised around Epstein and Trump, so they have to go right to the mat and say, on one side, here's the UFO file, and this is the dramatic entry of this subject. Now, Trump himself has also declared through the Space Force in his first term and through the Golden Dome in the second. And the Golden Dome just had its first test 2 days ago, by the way. And that is really the UFO defense grid. But its cover story is that it's going to block these hypersonic or ICBMs from coming in the way the original Star Wars under Reagan did. But this is the season that we're in, which is the challenges and the stakes are going up and up and up ever since Trump got in for that second term. So the UFO file is right there on the table. One, it's very hard to get around Trump when it comes to the UFO file because of the presence of his uncle in his background. That's first. Then Roy Cohn, who was deeply, deeply connected to aerospace, along with all of his other rather nefarious connections. But that's a great place to cut your teeth if you're a future president, as Trump was going to be. And so Trump is on this kind of same level when he's dealing with these people. We have to keep that in mind. So when they're building up this threat now in this period, you've had a number of counterintelligence agents. They were originally rolled out in 2017 with the TTSA. And they included, you know, Tom DeLong, the rock star, and all the CIA people like Jim Semivan, Elizondo, and all these others, really stewarding this entire movement for what looked like disclosure. But what we got was CIA disclosure, and that was all about a UFO threat. That's where they're going. The threat is their ultimate piece because, as you mentioned with COVID and other things, when you want that kind of central control, you need emergency powers. And these people do not have the ability to get that at the ballot box. They don't have that kind of support. So in order to govern, they need the emergency powers. And the sky event of a UFO threat is something they have built up in the background. One group on the inside in there says, no, no, we can't pull it off. There's no way we can get this done. The other group says, no, we've been building this up since 1947. We can do it. And right down the middle of it is the real UFO file. This is what has to be kept in mind, that the UFO file is absolutely real. The CIA UFO disclosure versions, the intelligence community coming out and telling you what they are, even to the point of saying, hey, we have intelligence people who are abductees and all the rest. This is where the misinformation comes in. So you have to be able to separate those two, what looks like disclosure on the surface, like with this Avi Loeb situation. And, you know, Loeb is only about, you know, he's literally 5 minutes from here at the astrophysics lab at Harvard. And I'll tell you this about Loeb. He's an astrophysicist. He was the original one in the black hole project for Harvard. And now he is coming forward. He comes out of Talpiot Intelligence, by the way. You'll get a kick out of that. That's Israeli intelligence that he was in for 10 years. And they sent him over here as early as 1983, when he was 21 as a genius to work on Star Wars, the first version. So this is a guy with a serious, serious history. And when we're talking about Loeb, he's completely in league with that counterintelligence group that's putting this whole UFO threat forward. But his role is to get this kind of distinguished piece, kind of like the J. Allen Hynek, Vannevar Bush type role, to say, oh, there's an incoming object. This thing appears to be piloted by intelligent craft, and we're communicating with its AI, but it's a danger. It's an actual alien threat. Now, he's been using the term alien threat. They got the intelligence community guys off using that because they were starting to stumble by using that. It sounded too militaristic. But this kind of threat with the incoming object, the incoming alien object, is something that Loeb has been going on about. And if you go into his history, only in the last year, he's been talking about an ET Messiah coming and that he believes in this. And this is absolutely on record. He is quoted by New York Magazine at an event in 2024 it was the World Mines event, which is like Davos Light here and over in New York City. And he went up there and he said, no, you know, the Messiah is not going to come the way we think. I believe it's going to be an ET Messiah who's going to say, don't fight here on Earth because there's so much real estate there in the heavens. So we're getting into the UFO threat and Loeb. We're looking right at the center of what they're pushing forward. But they need to do it now because they cannot let the Trump agenda take complete hold in this period. They need to influence his agenda. And part of his falling out with Musk has left a huge vulnerability in that entire administration. And that gets to that interim leader of NASA, which we'll get into next. But when it comes to Loeb, this is somebody who has a mission, and part of that mission is to make the UFO threat viable to the educated people in the audience.
Now, speaking about this latest visitor and why they're saying it doesn't behave like a comet or an asteroid, what's the truth of that?
Well, it's interesting. As he observed with the Muamua when it came in, they are unusual, but we have had these comets coming in, and this 3I Atlas, what he's saying about it is it has larger, you know, it's certainly larger than anything we've seen, and it doesn't have the gaseous trail of a typical asteroid and things of that nature. So he's saying, my hypothesis is it's intelligently controlled. Now, it's one thing to put it out there as the hypothesis, but if you're talking about the top man at the Harvard Astrophysics Lab, then you're talking about somebody who swings a lot of weight. And what they're looking for, they want to really data mine the issue. And they did this with the drone piece just before Trump came in December into early January. We had this incredible drone run. They need that data, just like they're trying to add NORAD to the NDAA this year in relation to the UFO file. They didn't do that before, but they're trying to do that under the UAP Disclosure Act, which, by the way, is headed up by that titan, that champion of freedom, Chuck Schumer, out of New York. So, you know, these aren't the people you want leading a transparency movement, that is for sure. One of the things I think about the Schumer Amendment in all of this is very interesting, because that's the first one that has included NORTHCOM, because the commander of NORTHCOM and the commander of NORAD and COG are all the same guy. So that is putting the UFO piece directly under NORAD NORTHCOM. So, you know, you would imagine, of course, being a sky event, they'd have some role, of course. But to put them in the heart of the legislation is part of pushing the UFO threat into the emergency powers sector. And when you get close to the secrecy around the UFO file, you're dealing with the continuity of government players. Because the only thing they did with the UFO file and COG is they flipped that kind of underground base secrecy with the lack of oversight and flipped it into space, so that, you know, we're still talking about the last thing that went up to the moon was Apollo 17. That's 1972. So, you know, hello, where have you been for 53 years? And you're going back to the moon all of a sudden. Well, what happened in between? You see, there's been a large-scale secret development, but that's been using the public's money. So these are the things that need to be on the table when it gets to this. And I think by just encouraging the threat, they're trying to leapfrog over this process and not do any of the real public disclosures they need to do. Just say, hey, you know what? We have this breakaway technology. We've been building it up in the background, and that is to fight off this alien threat for you.
And you started to prelude it. The new NASA director wants to put a nuclear reactor on the moon by 2030. What does that mean?
Well, this is a really, first of all, you can't do it by treaty. There's a 1967 treaty that prevents that. So, you know, we've got Sean Duffy out there. Sean Duffy is the interim controller of NASA. It was going to be Isaacman, who was Jared Isaacman, and he was the close confidant of Elon Musk. And I think what was going on there with Musk being so close to Trump during the campaign, I mean, there were a few reasons, but one of the reasons was that he wanted to get this NASA director because he wanted SpaceX to have that intel from NASA, because NASA has the huge history, the huge background. And so that was a big power play for him, and you could say that was a business move as well.
But well, that's right. He didn't care about self-driving cars. I mean, he didn't care about the EV mandate. He said, you know, take all that away. He just wanted the space deal, and then his guy got pushed out, and that's when the big rift happened.
Exactly. But there were things about Isaacman that I think that Trump knew something was going on there, and that he felt it was inappropriate to have Isaac Min at NASA. This is the tricky thing. When it gets into those relationships, it's like, how far is too far? And I think Trump realized, remember, Trump, a lot of his initiatives, he's not the kind of person who discusses his open initiatives. You know, so a lot of his open initiatives, for example, to get control of the UFO file is to push it back under executive control. Well, the open initiative is Space Force. The undercurrent, the thing that is not going to get discussed because he's such a poker player, is getting that control of the UFO file. Now, this is one of the other things about why there's a Kennedy in this administration getting briefed on UFOs, as we just learned about. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is the Health and Human Services Secretary, and we know his incredible family background and the Kennedy's family background with the UFO file. But he's getting briefings, and this is according to Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone, who you've had on your show. He's an incredibly reliable source. He's getting briefings on the UFO file. And what he's learning from those briefings, according to Malone, is that the Roswell incident was a completely covered up incident, as we knew, and was actually the crash of an exotic technology that we have redeveloped to develop all these other technologies. So that's the type of information he's getting. But you have to wonder what's going on here in terms of the intelligence net and how close Bobby is to Trump. Somebody is putting him in the position of getting those briefings on the UFO file.
And I probably should have raised this first instead of 3i Atlas. Here's an incredible clip. He's on Kennedy's main medical advisory board now. The inventor of mRNA technology, Robert Malone, says that RFK Jr. received a classified briefing on UFOs, UAPs, and whether they could be interdimensional beings or time travelers. Malone claims a federal investigator told him alien encounters are ramping up and confirms they're real. Malone's a very credible, serious guy. I know he's very close to Kennedy, so I'm sure this is true. And I know Kennedy's being brought into a whole bunch of areas. That's been confirmed, like finding the missing kids and things, because they were actually trying to hide that in HHS. So this is a really powerful position he was put into. Here's the clip so Daniel List can respond to us.
The other day, I had two FBI agents come to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
To interview me about what I'd experienced during the censorship and defamation and all that during COVID.
That's wild.
Because they were launching an investigation about the people that were doing this kind of stuff, including within the federal government.
Wow.
And as they were going out the door, we had our the woman, Justine, that is our kind of our special person within Malone.news that focuses on UAPs. So she was there and she just couldn't help herself. She asked, do you know anything about the UAPs? And one of them piped up and said, in the investigation, she said, "Well, I can't talk about it because I'm actively involved in supporting those investigations, but I can tell you that a lot more activity is happening now."
Oh, God.
That's data point number one, and that they're real. Okay. Data point number two, I'm talking to my friend and mentioned this while we were on the boat, and he says, Bobby had a briefing. And all of this stuff is true. Roswell, all those things, the reverse engineering, the origin of the night vision, a whole bunch of this tech comes out of reverse engineering recovered material. And so stay tuned on that. It sounds like there is absolutely there, and we can look forward to, as you're talking about the future, we can look forward to learning a lot more about what the heck is going on with these, whether they're time travelers and they're humans coming back, or they're from another dimension, or they're whatever, fill in the blank, but apparently it's real.
I'm such a UFO head.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. First off, I've talked to the Justice Department. I've been contacted, the weaponization against me. Now, Malone's got him coming to see him about how he got censored and targeted. That came out. is one of the names in the State Department file that came out. I'm one of the cameras as well. And the FBI sent me my part of my secret file since Obama first targeted me in 2013. So there's a lot of action there. That's a big piece. That's totally separate. And then RFK Jr., close confidant, being he's read in on this. And then you see all the action by Trump saying we now control time and space, and his head scientist saying that. Clearly they're getting ready for major disclosure of some type. The question is, do we trust Trump and his group for that? And we know that there's actually the other group competing with him. This is an incredible time to be alive. But regardless, do you agree with me, Daniel List, our journalist, that clearly we're on the cusp of something big?
There's no question. This is huge. And I want to say also that some of the things that they did with you, with the legal jeopardy and all the things that they were pushing, I think a lot of that is timed around when you started opening up more on the UFO file action itself, because they're afraid of that type of thing, of that type of, you know, bringing forward the issue to a large scale audience from a perspective that's not the intelligence community perspective. So that's just a little something to keep in mind. But you're absolutely right. And this does get tricky, of course, because the Trump group itself has the long history with the UFO file. And they certainly have more of a transparency piece with it, especially with Kennedy in there, Kennedy's family. Remember, John F. Kennedy, in large part, was assassinated over the UFO file. This is the crucial thing we've tried to bring forward. There's a number of pieces of documents. There's a number of testimonies about this. And the reason would be that the people who were in charge of NASA and that whole militarization of space aspect back in that period of the 1960s, we were at a fork in the road. It was going to go one way or the other. Kennedy's thing was, let's bring forward peace in space. Let's make it a science zone, a war-free zone. And that was anathema to them because they thought they had this incredible advantage. And then finally, Kennedy, in the background, it's come out through people like Khrushchev's son and others, was working with Khrushchev on a joint moon mission. So the entire space program now is going to be the United States and Russia. And ever since that, there are earlier versions of this, but ever since that, the highest level ranking people on the deep state side who are inside the government have prevented those leaders from getting together without, you know, their interpreters there, without their CIA influence, without the State Department involved. And whenever you get around this, especially with Trump and Putin, there was a big moment around this where they just, by implicating him, as we know in the false Russia collusion story, they kept the communication down to an absolute minimum because it would have looked like, oh, look, you know, he's trading, he's a traitor to the country.
That's right. I mean, even Bolton documents came out last week where they gave him Trump fake briefings, which Harry Reid said they would do when Trump was first elected. And he also said that they would lie to him and then just not give him any intel on anything. And that was about everything. So that was a coup. And that's why they got rid of Flynn so quickly. It was just a bunch of traitors around him keeping him in the dark.
Yes. And that's interesting, too, because they have to keep Trump out of the loop on a number of things. They've tried, but he has those inside sources, and he has the sources, including all the way back to the late President Nixon, who he became good friends with. And that's something I put on the record. And what came out later through the Nixon Foundation was 300 personal letters exchanged. Well, if he was encouraging him to run for president and Nixon was deep, deep in that UFO file, then we know Trump knows a great deal.
Absolutely.
About the issue
and Roy Cohn, you know, right there with, you know, the top anti-communist. You know, Trump and then his uncle, head of the Tesla files there at MIT. Absolutely. We'll talk about it when we come back.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Audio pack when I was coming back from getting a glass of water fell off and bounced and broke into pieces. I was out in the hallway trying to put it back together, but I'm here. Technology. So stuff is breaking so fast, my head is spinning even during the break. I mean, it's this acceleration, this quickening of information. But I tell you, I've done a lot of research, so I know when I'm talking to somebody that knows what they're talking about, and then on a particular subject knows more than I do, and that's dark journalist Daniel List. People think, the average person, that intelligence agencies and groups have the best information. What they are, especially with big empires and countries, is layers of lies and deceit and control, mainly of the government and the corporations, to keep their own employees and people not knowing what's going on. So that's why Trump, early on, about a year into his first term, said, I'm not taking the national security briefings anymore, because he knew it was all crap. And he would make constant phone calls to all the people he knew, former, current government corporations, you name it, to find out what was really happening. So when Daniel List says that, there's a lot of knowledge there, because still most Trump supporters still don't get that. They go, oh, the Trump administration did this. Trump's behind it. Support it. And if something doesn't look good, in almost every case, it isn't Trump. And we go tell him, people tell him, literally, and he reverses course. Like, look, Roger doesn't want the credit, and he's not the only one, but Trump a month ago comes out and says, I don't want the Epstein looked at anymore. It's a diversion. It's a hoax. Doesn't clarify. I mean, the Democrats have the files. What they're going to put out is going to be what they want out. Move along. And I said, that's a horrible Streisand effect. It's going to blow up in your face. And then I started learning more what's happening behind the scenes. And Roger did too. Longtime confidant, 50 years, 40-year confidant, runs up there 7 days in the White House. And then comes out and tells me stuff behind the scenes, not anything secret, but then tells the listeners a lot of stuff. He was, hey, listen, I don't want to get the credit for stuff. Just stop. Don't get me killed. And I'm like, Roger, they already know that they've been there. You're telling him. You notice suddenly Trump goes, okay, we're going to release it all. We're going to come after them. And it's Bill Clinton and it's the head of Harvard and it's all them. And now all of a sudden the Republicans are subpoenaing all the big globalist kingpins, all the big Democrats, all the FBI heads, the CIA people, and they are in full panic mode. And that is directly from General Flynn, Roger Stone, and others, and him getting stuff off the air and the clips he sees and all the rest of it, hearing from you, hearing from me. So this big push to have everybody shut up, whatever comes out of the Trump administration, it's 50 trillion DHS, don't ask questions. No, he's one guy with 3 million people under him. So dark journalist, analyst, I'm ranting, but just on that topic, that is so important.
There's no question. And you're absolutely right. It's interesting to me, too, because I think that you've done a good job when these things have come up to separate Trump from the policy at times, which is very important to do because of the amount of people around him and influencing him. And some of those people, in the grand scheme of things, may have to go. And we know that it's a tremendous administration in terms of people that you have in there on the inside, like Tulsi, like RFK and others, who are, against tremendous headwinds, making a lot of progress in certain areas. In other areas, they find themselves stumped, even though they're in power, because of the impressive power of the deep state held in there, sanctioned in there, year after year after year. I think at times Trump has thought he could play the game of inside-outside with some of this, and now he's just really, trying to move forward and do the entire Trump agenda going forward here. One of the things I think that's tricky is when we get into the Golden Dome, the amount of people around it and how that thing can be flipped, and presumably this is a dome that will cover the entire United States as some kind of electronic blanket that can shoot down these incoming missiles. It's a very important project because the first version, as I mentioned, came under President Reagan. And President Reagan saw it as a shield after he was shown the deep, deep UFO files of what they were looking at in terms of UFOs in space, that is, outside the atmosphere coming in. So they used this in order to scare him, and he had a background around this all the way to his background in California as the governor about knowing about the UFO file. So he put it front and center toward the end of his tenure. In 87 and 88, suddenly he's talking about UFOs a lot. He's trying to put things in place for it, and he won't give up Star Wars when he goes to these various meetings with Gorbachev and others. That process is very important when you consider Trump now up against Putin and a lot of the tough language now against Putin that's going on as well. A lot of that doesn't look very good in terms of the nuclear situation as well. One of the things that I'm hearing And, you know, I'm not big on predictions, so you can tell this is kind of a rare one. But what I was hearing just before this announcement about them making a nuclear reactor on the moon by 2030, announced by the interim NASA secretary, Sean Duffy, is very interesting to me, because what I was hearing was that on September 19th, there was going to be a nuclear announcement out of the Trump administration that would relate directly to the UFO file, and that the cover of some of these things is going to be under the word of new technologies, and they're going to tie it in with the nuclear thing. In fact, though, they'll be talking about the UFO file. Now, it's very interesting to me that that is the period of when the UN speeches will be going on and all of that. So this is what we could be looking for. Part of the thing that Loeb has tried to push in there was that, oh, we're going to be able to see this 3i Atlas UFO threat coming into the system on Halloween, of all dates. That's the actual date that he selected. So I think there's something going on in the background. And part of this may relate to an exhibit I put up there, which is something called the Nebra Stone, which is a very old artifact found in Germany that has an astronomical setup to it that they can't ascribe to a normal civilization from that period. And the Nebra Stone, I think, is the first exhibit there. This stone, which they found in 1999, seems to have really had a huge impact on astronomers who can't figure out. It appears to show a future forecasting of a disaster type scenario. Now, some of the astronomers think it's recording a in the past scenario of an incredible destruction that took place. But if this is the future, and if this is the thing that they're calculating with, they might be thinking that anything that relates to this stone, including this object, relates to this astronomical setup that we're in. They could be using a completely different timetable on that side, on the elite side, the calculation side. And, you know, everyone goes around talking about, well, there's a geophysical event, and that's why they're making all the bunkers. Well, geophysical is a tricky term. A pole shift is a much more accurate term in this regard. And I think in terms of underground bunkers, the first place you investigate, because I think now it's getting thrown around like a billionaire underground bunkers. Look, COG dominates in terms of the underground bunkers. That's number one. Two, the people like Zuckerberg and others are in with that group. And so that's how they can plan to be part of that network of underground bunkers. But it's not like they're on their own island and controlling things, because COG owns that underground base. They're the ones who control that on our side. So that infrastructure has been put in place. It was being built during the Eisenhower administration when they were making all the highways. So we need to understand that there's an entirely secret, separate system that's being involved. And we're seeing surface flashes. So when we see clashes, for example, over the secrecy around the UFO file, when we see these things about Trump talking about weapons that can control time and space, or, you know, you mentioned something about Sean Ryan's show. Well, there was Stephen Quast was on there, of course, maybe about 2 months ago, talking directly about how the Trump family had inherited the Tesla technology, which is something we put forward in our documentary, Tesla, Trump, and the Time Capsule. This has to be understood that at least when these people get together, that when they are staring off against each other, that one of the things that they had a problem with Trump over wasn't just that he was an outsider with his own clout and his own edge of the deep state. What they had was that he was on an equal level with them on these things. And so that they couldn't stand. So regardless of if somebody was in favor of Trump or not, we have to understand the level and why the deep state is upset about dealing with him directly. I think that's important. And John Trump is a very interesting key in all this.
Sure, they never want presidents to know what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, look at Biden and Harris. They're the new prototype of literally people that are brain damaged as a puppet. So they can run the auto pin, and that's the perfect example of the deep state at the surface. 100% the last year, he had no idea what went on. Only 25% the years before. I mean, it's even lower numbers than that. He was literally out to lunch.
Well, Alex, who was running? And I mean, you really covered this so closely from the beginning with Biden that he was already checked out from day one. So who was running that auto pen? Who was running it, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, we know the name of a couple of assistants that would physically do it, but it was actually Roger Stone broke this before they even stole the election in 2020. He told me privately, so they're going to steal the election. Trump isn't going to have as big a landslide this time as people think. He's invincible, the Q stuff. He said he's going to lose the election for us. And he said people are just asleep. They think he's invincible. So that we have to have a landslide override the fraud, and those numbers are known. And he said, so they're going to have, Obama's already getting a building a mile from the White House, and he's already staffing it all. They're going to have a committee, and he even listed the lawyers and the names that became the people. This is before the election, about 3 weeks before. And he goes, and then they're just going to basically run it off of auto pin. And then he said it right after they stole it. He's on record saying all that, but he named the names like a few months later, like, oh, I'm so sad Trump lost. But that's how smart Roger is. Because what you see with Roger on air is like what he says to the public, and it's all true. You know, it's not a lie, but he only tells people so much. But behind the scenes, he's dialed into everything. And so it was a consortium of Obama, Hillary, and the groups they report to, and then Biden's wife would be able to, like, you know, well, I'll go to him if you don't give me this, but she mainly just wanted money.
Yes. Yeah. And we know she had a tremendous problem having Harris as the nominee. There's no question about that. It is very fascinating. I think this is going to be studied for decades about what happened during the Biden presidency. And very, very unusual to have someone there who's totally controlled and obviously not in control of his faculties. So now on the world stage, they all know they're dealing with somebody who has an agenda. And that's actually good for the United States, in my opinion, on so many levels. I think there is something, there's some statecraft involved with the Trump presidency that needs to be there, more so than getting into these, issues with allies, for example. But I do think it's important, part of the thing, and you do it so well on this show, which is to cover the Trump presidency and to really understand the things that he's trying to do in terms of restoring America, but also to keep an eye on that entire group around the presidency, because it's very, very it's an interesting position in this sense that it's so manipulated, but it's still the most important position on the entire planet.
Bringing in the wild card, again, I'm not an Israel-obsessed person. I don't think Israel runs everything, but clearly it's been involved and, you know, heavily in the deep state, you know, a big partner in it. But it, to me, with the Democrats in such disarray, I see Netanyahu and his coterie of people really trying to come in the administration, not just on foreign policy, but on censorship and all sorts of weirdness. And it's enraging Trump's base, not even because on average they hate Israel, but because they're America first. And we wouldn't want the Chinese or the British or the Mexican government running our government.
Yes, there's no question about it. And you pointed it out. They may have actually pulled back a policy because of what you pointed out immediately about that Homeland Security directive that would remove, you know, if you didn't pledge allegiance to Israel, it would remove the disaster aid, which is absurd. And they did. They pulled it within 24 hours of you bringing it up. So I think
everybody got pissed. But yeah, our listeners contributed. But yeah, people were like, what?
Yeah. That's a misstep. But see, if you can catch the misstep and bring it back within 24 hours, you're in good shape.
Oh, you know, Trump didn't even know about that and killed it. It happens all the time. I've confirmed it many times. You see it in press conferences now that he's brought in more independent press, which horrifies the establishment. And all the time they say, sir, you know about this. Really, is that true? He'll say, write that. And he'll, I'll check on it. Hours later, he'll sign an executive order or fire somebody. So you see, it's all about access.
Well, they've had that control. It's very important what you're mentioning here, because the media itself became an arm of this other thing. So at a certain point, even if you go back and study the history in the 70s and 80s, there was a back and forth in that media. There were multiple opinions. What they tried to do by 2020 was centralize the entire thing. So that type of journalism just became an arm of the state, and they were the type of arm of the state that would put you in prison for saying the wrong thing. Well, that's so close. It's razor close to a Nazi regime. How close did we get there in 2020 to a Nazi regime? I would say incredibly.
Yeah, let's be clear. They went for total totalitarian soft coup behind the scenes. And I love that Robert Malone interview where, just as a side, oh, the FBI was there investigating how they censored me and targeted me. Because I've talked to them, too. I'm just going to stop there. They are doing these investigations. So, folks, they're not just doing these for no reason, so I'm telling people. They have Ed Martin's task force out there on government weaponization, and that's the one with Malone. And they're gathering the data. So something's going on.
There's no question. But you notice the interesting thing that Malone said in all of that that grabbed me the most, even more so than that Bobby was getting briefings, which is quite unusual if you think about it under normal circumstances. But what Malone said was that all of this activity is ramping up. That's what the FBI people told him about the UFO file. That is interesting. One of the things that got revealed earlier this year, because when the Trump administration was going through these different FBI agents looking at who was involved in J6 and trying to get them out of there, they were put out a directive to the public through anonymous sources to Politico and others saying, we have a UAP working group in the FBI, and we want to make sure we're protected from this happening, from us getting thrown out, because our work is too important not to have continuity. This is very, very strange, because everyone points to, you know, the Air Force, the CIA, and others, but the FBI has been dropped off the radar in terms of the UFO file. The discovery of a working group self-proclaimed inside there is news, and it's something that got completely missed. Because,
well, that's key. The FBI has gone something like 60% intelligence operation in the last 20 years or so, or since 25. And that's a big issue. And notice, turns out, the DOJ leaked it today. Of course, we already knew it. Epstein was FBI going back to Mueller, right through Comey.
Right.
That's why they came to Trump and said, shut it down. It's our operation, CIA, FBI. And I've said that for a long time. I go, no, it's FBI too. And they go, oh, they're not involved. You're covering up for Mossad. No, they're all involved. At the top of these agencies, folks, they're all the same group.
There's no question. And think about, you know, Hoover's role. He's the one who set the entire tone for the FBI. I haven't seen any evidence that the FBI or the CIA has reformed at all. You know, as a matter of fact, with the setup for the assassination of Julian Assange by Pompeo and others, you know, they were doing something completely outside of the desires of the president of the United States, who was Trump at the time. This is 2019. So those groups are operating with their own mandate. Look, the Central Intelligence Agency, people don't understand this, I think, generally. They have their own Air Force, okay? And Homeland Security, there's 275,000 people associated with that agency, which did not exist before 9/11. NORTHCOM did not exist before 9/11. Now they control all of the emergency powers. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation. And when you turn the entire situation of the United States around, as some policies of the Trump administration are doing, you'd like to see more action in others. But how do you get to that most secret lair? This is what they need the congressional hearings on. And, you know, they said, oh, we're going to have JFK hearings, we're going to have UFO hearings. They've been pretty lightweight so far, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because the same guys who roll themselves out as these intel whistleblowers, they don't want to show up for the real thing. So when they skiff gets called, these people say, oh, I'm sick, I can't make it, and all the rest. Because they don't want to be on record, because they don't have the true intel. They've been sent out there as pawns of this intelligence group to spread this whole kind of UFO.
Now, what you said is just key. Congress invites them, because they have, you know, the classification power to see it. They say, interesting, Captain. Can you come here next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? We want to meet with you. We'd like to bring you to the skiff. They go, oh, no, because they're going to go in there and not know what any of it is and be shown as frauds.
Exactly. And also, one of the main guys in all this, and I won't even say his name at this, but I talked to him, and he told me that he was being controlled by this DOD billionaire, and he couldn't come on my show, and he could only say certain things, and he could only appear at these places and all the rest. And my advice to him was, get the hell out of there. You know, if you have something real to tell, you can't be controlled by that whole system.
And that's key. A lot of these guys I watch testify, they're like, and I was told this and I was told that. That's the standard deal. They even believe it. And now they're getting all this attention and money. They're just passing on BS. They're not even eyewitnesses.
Exactly. It's third hand. It's this guy told me and he saw it. And that whole thing creates a situation which legally wouldn't be admissible at all. So, you know, that's the standard when it comes to this. I'll tell you another thing about this, which is the program. One of the things we were able to force the government to admit to was the Blue Program. The Blue Program is the key to how to track how the UFO file has been kept secret and moved through different agencies through steganography.
And then notice all these big tech titans, everybody all name their companies Blue.
It is, yes. Look at Blue Origin into space, right? And their ex-steganography competing with SpaceX. For this. And they're going deep. You know, the nuclear reactor might be directly in response to what Musk and Bezos are into, going into this whole idea about space. And I'll tell you this, I talked to a guy who comes on the program often, who was an AFOSI officer. And, you know, that's secret inside of the Air Force. And he told me, we already have boots on the ground on Mars, already done it. So think about it, we're already there. So everything you and I are talking about, everything that's playing out, even the clashes, are maybe 25, 30 years behind what's actually taking place.
Well, I mean, I know this. It's been documented that most technologies we see are 30 to 40 years old. Again, they still say this, the SR-71 Blackbird's the fastest plane in service in the 50s.
Yes. And it's fascinating because this is an important thing that came up in relation to that Bobby briefing, which is Bobby getting the briefing on Roswell. It's particularly interesting that Roswell came up because Roswell was something that was put on the map by Marcel, the officer coming out 30 years later and describing what happened. That's why I think it's so authentic. But what's interesting to me about Roswell is there was a guy named Philip Corso who handled the material after the fact, came out at the end of his life to talk about these things. And his Wikipedia in the middle of this hubbub around Bobby getting a Roswell briefing got removed very, very mysteriously from Wikipedia.
And again, if this was Bull, why would you do it? Now, Malone is all about credibility, you know, to the point of being too conservative. He would not make that up. Plus, I can call Kennedy up now, but he wouldn't tell me. The point is, we already know all this from reverse engineered research we've done. Can you do a little bit more, though, on some of these guys that are putting these stories out and just not be mean to them? Why don't we mean to them, but just whether you think it's credible or not?
No, there's no question that the stories are coordinated, and this is the nature of the problem. The whistleblowers, and Loeb is part of it, because remember, Loeb over here at Harvard is part of the Harvard Astrophysicist Lab. When he put together this whole group to study UAPs called Galileo, the first people he put on the board were CIA people.
Hold on, and stay right there. Just do a little bit more time with us for the next hour, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And then I'm doing the deep dive on the Palisades fire, because it just triggered me with Mel Gibson coming out. Everything he said was true. And I'm just like, boy, I wish I could just put documents and videos and clips up to what he said. And so this is a first strike at it, because I'm really mad about those fires and how they engineered it and how this is their new model to take over and administrative, you know, deindustrialization, sabotage. Catherine Austin Fitz exposes it with genius level information. So I'm going to do just a basic breakdown. It's going to be powerful, but I'm almost going to make a fast documentary or something, like show what Gibson says and then show a bunch of proof. Because, you know, it's getting a lot of attention. These people need to go to prison. We're going to start the next hour. Remember, I can't take on the globalists without your help. And they are attacking us still. They're coming after us. I don't burn our time on that. I was at lawyers' offices till 7 o'clock last night. They're like, you know, we are starting to win, but they're trying to, you know, run us out of time and money. And this is a long battle, like Trump's had stamina. We've all got to have stamina. I need your support, thealexjonesstore.com. We were going to end it today, but I'm so busy and there's no new sale launched. I don't even know what we're going to do. So we're going to extend this sale till Thursday night, and then it will be over. And it's one of the biggest sales ever, if not the biggest, by any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. raves about, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the very strongest turmeric. It's all there, the widest selection of T-shirts, Patriot Apparel, you name it, ball caps. Buy one T-shirt, get the same one free. Buy one ball cap, get another one free. Buy a bottle of Shilajit, get a same bottle, gummies free. Whatever it is, the same bottle. It's not like you get one big bottle, a little free bottle. No, it's the very same bottle free at thealexjonesstore.com. And that sale's going to end Thursday at midnight because I've just been so busy. Like a one-legged man in an ass kicking contest, I haven't had time to come up with a new sale with our sponsor. So thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for your support. We'll be right back with Dark Journalist. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the T-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our ultramethylene blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there. at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500-plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.